Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Joshua 15, 1 through 63, Psalm 51, 1 through 5, Proverbs 12, 6 and 7, Luke 16, 19 through 17, 10. Today we're going to be talking about heaven or hell. Luke 16, 23 is going to be our focal passage, and it says, "And being in torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long ways off." The final state of those who die without availing themselves of God's freely offered forgiveness is eternal banishment from God's presence. The Bible says this is hell. There is no heaven with a little hell in it, says George MacDonald, meaning that God, who is passionately for righteousness and implacably against sin, must ensure that the two are finally separated. However, hell is always something that people choose for themselves. It is a state for which men and women opt. Before hell is experienced as eternal, it is always experienced as something temporary, in the sense that as men and women retreat from the light of God that God shines in our hearts to lead them to Himself, they experience in a small way what they experience in full when they are banished into the outer darkness, as we see in Matthew 25, verse 30. Dorothy Sayers describes hell as the enjoyment of one's own way forever. God says to those who deny or die unrepentant, "You prefer your way to mine. You shall have it forever." In the last analysis, all that God does is consigning people to hell is to allow them to face the full consequences of the choice that they have made. God is resolute by punishing sin, and hell is the final consequence of this. I know most of the people that are watching this program are Christians, but I know also some are not. And I hope that by these videos and these episodes and these discussions that we have and these trail rides, that you would become a child of God or experience Him as your Lord and Savior. Those who are reading or looking at these videos have never surrendered their lives to Christ. I urge you to surrender your hearts to Him today. Christ has died to save you from hell. So pray this prayer with me if you don't know Jesus truly as your Savior. Heavenly Father, I come to you now through your Son Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. I repent of my sin, ask your forgiveness, and receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Matthew 5, 27 through 30, Matthew 18, 7 through 9, Matthew 25, 34 through 43, and keep these two questions in mind. How did Jesus illustrate the importance of avoiding hell? And two, how can you be sure of avoiding hell? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.